People suffering from opioid addiction generally face a lot of challenges as they begin their recovery. But in the Upper Valley, one business owner makes sure access to an affordable haircut isn't one of them. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has the story.
Hello. How are you?
Since Ashley Bennett opened her salon, Fascination Woodland Spa in Lebanon, New Hampshire, last August, she's been providing vouchers for haircuts to people in recovery programs.
I give these coupons out, and then they're given to people who are part of the programs. The first service is for 50% off, and when you graduate from the program, I give a free service.
Bennett grew up in the Upper Valley and has seen families and friends affected by opioid addiction in the recent years. When she became a business owner, she wanted to use her salon to make those in recovery feel welcome in the community.
Part of the situation that I see is that there's no support when they get out. So where do they go? Well, if you have nothing to start over with, what do you do? And so I think that having these programs in place and creating a space where it's a, hey, you know, we're not going to judge you. We understand that you've been through something and now you're trying to make a positive change and we support your positive change.
That's why she started giving vouchers out to her salon and encouraged other local businesses to get involved.
Essentially, what I did was I walked around White River and I just went business to business and whoever I could catch, I just talked to them about what I was trying to do. It was really heartening to see everyone sort of going, yeah, that's a great idea. What can I do? What can I give?
And now folks show up to the salon for more than just haircuts. The White River Junction Writing Center provided Bennett with a voucher for free classes. Cover, a nonprofit organization that sells home appliances and furniture, also passed along $100 vouchers for Bennett to give out. Today, 23-year-old Troy Schwartz comes in for his half-price haircut.
You do have your coupon on you, right?
I do.
Awesome. Wow. Here it is. Yay!
The golden ticket.
He is in his second recovery program. Before the space was Bennett's salon, the building housed a tattoo parlor that Schwartz frequented when he was using.
It felt like my comfort zone. He had like empty vodka bottles, basically. And then over here was basically...
And like the storefront, he was a different person too.
I was just trying to get to my next high. Every single second of every single day, I was doing whatever I needed to do to get to my next high. I was manipulative. I was scheming. I didn't know who Troy Schwartz was. I only knew who I wanted to be like. And I no longer want to be anybody but myself.
Bennett says while a fresh haircut is one practical way to help people newly out of recovery be job ready, she's also perhaps one of their first connections back into the Upper Valley community.
People come in, right, and they go through a trauma in their life, and they get their hair done, and it's like cutting off those years, just letting them shed and fall. That's what it is for me.
And for his part, Schwartz says he'll be back at the end of April for his free haircut from Bennett, marking the graduation from his recovery program. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.